Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's. You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com. And we are back. Cash the Ticket, NFL edition. A little more pep in our step. Brimming with confidence. I don't know. I don't understand it. We've been so bad at college and so good at the pros, but Jim Costa, Mike Valeni here. Jim, I'm 9-3, 10-2, Hackett adjusted, I will explain. And you're 8-4, and I give you a lot of credit.
8-4 and 9-3 if Hackett's going to give us the freebie.
That's right. 4-2 for both of us last week. And I'll tell you one thing. It's always great you cap the week with like a no doubter.
Mm-hmm.
That Eagles bet, that game, you're on the right side from Jump Street.
And it was what we talked about. Primetime Kirk Cousins delivered for us.
Can I just set the tone with Hackett adjusted?
Yes, please explain.
All right, Nathaniel Hackett, coach of the Browns. I had Broncos laying 8.5. This guy is a psychopath. I've never seen a coach in back-to-back weeks have less command of down, distance, situation, timeouts, time. So here's your sequence that cost us a cover. They are lining up for a field. First of all, they're lining up on 3rd and inches. They run a fullback triple option, but the fullback is running the speed portion outside with a pitch man.
Because the guard was unavailable to do that.
That fails. Let's kick a field goal. McManus, no problem. We're at the 35. He's good from 52.
Especially.
You're in elevation. Yep. 6, 5, 4. 3, well, he's going to call a timeout. 2, he's got to call a timeout. 1, what the fuck are you doing? Delay of game.
Then they punt.
On a field goal! He's standing there! So then I go, all right, this guy's a functioning idiot, but, we'll just kick from 57. Because after all, last week, he kicked from 64!
No. Can we just admit what this is? They hired him to lure Aaron Rodgers and then didn't get Aaron Rodgers, and now they're stuck with him. We're not betting the Broncos today, right? And I don't know if we're betting the Broncos for a while.
But you know what's going to happen? You're going to beat us this week because I'm going to play against Hackett. But let's do
it.
Now, listen.
Let's get into it.
We're still 4-2.
Yes.
But Hackett adjusted in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. I went 5-1. Just telling myself I went 5-1.
Just a little setup for this week. This is, we talk about not for the faint of heart. Not a single game more than a touchdown.
Yeah.
Every NFL game is 7, only one at 7, and under. So this is a week where we can't get too cute. There's only going to be so many plays.
I also think you got a lot of road dogs, not home dogs, and we've been feasting on home underdogs. But let's just kick it off. Let's get into it, and this is arguably the hardest game of the week to me. Ravens laying 3, updated line. And, guys, we are taping this a day early. This is Wednesday morning.
So if the picks are bad, that's why.
No. We're very upfront with people. You know, we play the games. We play them at the number. And look.
We are flying blind on injuries, though. I mean, normally you have an inclination if we record on Thursday.
And we will every other week. My travel schedule to go to New York and tape the kickoff show with Boomer Esiason, I have to do it a day early this week. We had to do this today. So
some lines may move,
yeah.
But this is the best we can do right now is what we've got.
Okay, so Ravens laying 3 at the Patriots. Just start out, because
okay.
I think right here you're flying in and you're just dropping the meatballs. Go ahead.
It opened as a pick 'em, and all the money's on the Ravens. And I get it. I hate the Patriots offense. Nobody wants to bet with the Patriots offense. Here's the problem. Bill Belichick's still the Patriots coach. And as a home dog, He is 15-4. He's won the last three in this series at Foxborough. They have a top five run defense against the Ravens. Hello, you play the Patriots. That's the move. You play, you pinch your nose, you take Mac Jones, and you play the Patriots.
It's Patriots or pass. The Ravens thing, look, just from a football perspective, that was not just, like, the Browns blowing a game, that's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arizona with Kyler Murray doing what they did. All right. The Ravens collapse last week was jaw-dropping because you're up 35-14. You are a running football team. You do have Lamar Jackson. And they didn't just lose the game. They lost in regulation, giving up four straight fourth-quarter touchdowns. I was jarred. And when this opened up at a pick 'em, I was like, wow, you got to bet the Patriots here. This is the last game off my board, and I'm going to regret this.
Okay.
You're on.
This is our formula. It's the home dog.
Well, here's the other thing. Jim, I've been limiting myself to six NFL plays.
Okay.
Six. I've gone 5-1 and 4-2, or matching 5-1s if it's Hackett adjusted.
But that's probably for the best because we've been doing well. We don't need this messy week. We don't need to get crazy and bet 10 games and all of a sudden our whole record's thrown off.
Which is every reason why I wouldn't touch Texans catching 2.5 from the Bears in Chicago with your money. And again, I'm all about betting rat teams and rat dogs, and I've got a doozy for you coming up. I have no read on this football game whatsoever.
Oh, it's just two bad football teams. Texans plus 2.5 at the Bears. I mean, how many teams would the Bears be favored against in the NFL, the entire league?
Maybe
two
Seattle.
Or three? Like, I mean, Texans are one of them.
Yeah.
What if someone said, Mike, you guys always give me a lean. You have to go in one direction.
Oh,
here.
It would be Texans or pass.
Okay, same. Just take the points.
Thing. This is very sad. I don't know that anyone's tuning in for a Texans-Bears quarterback advantage segment. Davis Mills is a better quarterback right now than Justin Fields. The Bears, it's not even that Justin Fields isn't making the right reads. They won't throw the ball. They just won't do it.
It's insane. The fewest pass attempts in the league, it's by a significant chunk.
Yeah.
And how about the play call? Fourth down, inches. QB power from
the shotgun.
Out of the shotgun. You want to run sneak from the one, fine. And then everyone's like, oh, it should have been a touchdown. How about you run the right play?
I know.
How about you not set yourself up? You know, Mike, everybody says, oh, these coaches always try so hard and it's hard to win in this league. When you do stuff like that, that's why it's hard to win in this league.
I agree totally. And again, I get it. Bears at home. But Texans have been gritty. They've played well.
Lovie Smith revenge game.
I don't love the number. I don't have. And again, guys, it's totally okay in the NFL to just say no.
And this is one that you probably aren't watching unless
you're
a fan of both
teams.
Just
say no to drugs. Just say no to betting Texans, Bears.
All right. How about the next one? Raiders and Titans, a pair of 0-2 football teams, losers digging their early grave. Raiders -1.5 at Tennessee.
It'd be Raiders if I played it.
Really? Because to me, it's Titans. It's a home team, wounded animal, Vrabel. This team was the one seed a year ago.
But let's rewind. It's Titans on a short week. I'm not letting what happened against Buffalo color this. I'm telling you, if the Buffalo game never happened, I still think the Raiders are a better football team. Now, I said to you week one, I don't think Titans are any good. I didn't like their offseason.
Okay.
Major downgrade getting rid of A.J. Brown. You bring in what used to be Robert Woods, Treylon Burke.
By the way, Henry has not run well.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm glad you said it. How old is Derrick Henry?
100.
No, just say it.
How old? 27, 28?
20, I think he's 28. When you get over the age of 27 as a running back, specifically a power back, it usually disappears. 28. And guess what? Derrick Henry, it's not going to be a graceful, gradual, you know, linear regression. He looks roasted. He looks done. Now, I'm not telling you I want the Raiders as a short road favorite. That was a calamity last week. Derek Carr was awful. Renfro said, it's not enough that I fumbled once in overtime. Let's make it two and straight up lose the game. It's a lean on the Raiders because the Titans, to me, look broken. I think their window's done. I didn't like their draft. I didn't understand the Malik Willis thing. I didn't understand the A.J. Brown thing. O-line's not as good. Henry looks gassed. If I played it, Raiders. But this is one. Guys, believe me, I've got plenty of plays. Costa started the card this way to make me look bad. Like, oh, well, Mike's not going to make any play. No, I'm backloaded here today.
When do we see Malik Willis as the starter? If it goes as poorly, well, hold on. If it goes as poorly as you see with Tennessee, are we doing a December show where Malik Willis is the starter?
Yes.
Okay. Next matchup. You are.
And that's it. That's all you get on that game.
What else are you going to do on that?
I'm going to play in the next game.
Okay. Lions, the darlings of the NFL. 2-0 against the spread, 1-1 on the season. The run game's great. They're +5.5 against the Vikings. And this line has moved following that Vikings performance on Monday night. It was 7.5, and everybody said, oh, Vikings aren't very good, and the line moved. Mike, are you playing Lions? You playing Vikings? What are we doing?
Neither. I'm playing the over.
No. Why would you play the this is the highest over on the board?
That's exactly why I'm playing it. Listen, first of all, the side, I'd feel a lot better if the Vikings played better on Monday night. This is a spot where I think you play Vikings or pass. And what I mean is they get crushed on Monday night, primetime Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You come home, and now all of a sudden the market's down on Minnesota. And now 5.5. Now, look, I think the Lions have a chance to win the game. Mm-hmm. The Lions offense travels. Now, obviously, taping Wednesday morning. I need an update on Frank Ragnow. I need an update on Jonah Jackson.
Does it matter?
Yes.
I ran for 9 yards a pop last week.
But this isn't the Commanders. You're going on the road to Minnesota.
You know, it's worse. I mean,
it could be.
The Vikings, just so you know, last year couldn't stop the run. This year can't stop the run either.
I understand that, and here's your problem. They also just played a Philadelphia team that I think we need to start viewing as a potential dark horse to win the NFC. So if we accept, and again, the Lions got beat up by Philly as well. If we accept that the Eagles are tangibly better than both of these teams, and we've seen the Eagles beat both of these teams while scoring a bunch of points.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just recenter for a second.
Okay.
So Minnesota was impressive against the Vikings. Week 1, Pack looked rusty. You could tell Aaron Rodgers spent all offseason eating magic mushrooms in Ecuador. I feel like it'd be Vikings or pass. Why do I like the total? Well, the Lions defense is bad. It just is. Lions defense is not good. And their offense, what did you just say? They can hammer to rock.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jared Goff had a really nice week last week, not just the 4 touchdowns, but making throws downfield, guys running open. They haven't even unlocked this offense yet. Hawkinson's been very quiet. Chark's been quiet. I think over 53 is the play here. I think you're going to have a high-scoring game. The Lions do not quit, right? They got down big against Philly. They were down a bunch all last year. They don't quit. And Minnesota, if you believe Minnesota's going to score, you believe Minnesota, Justin Jefferson, is he really going to have 2 terrible games in a row against a Lions secondary that may or may not have a Aurier, mm-hmm. one of their starting corners? I'm going over 53, buddy. I just don't want to be in the business of undervaluing Minnesota and overvaluing the Lions. I think I'll always take the points in something like this, but I'm going to go over 53.
Okay, frame of reference. The Lions-Vikings game is 53.5. The Bills-Dolphins game is 53.5. They're the two highest over-unders on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Are you also over betting the over on? Oh, okay. Well, at least you would bet over on both. Because if you would bet over on this, I would hope you would bet over on the other one. The Lions are 80% touchdowns in the red zone right now. Does that seem sustainable?
Yes.
You think so?
No,
of course it's not. So I don't love the over. I mean, it's a fun way to play the game, but I wouldn't bet the over in this. I wouldn't bet it to be the highest scoring game in the NFL this week.
That's, you know, it is a free country.
Okay.
Evan, it's just breaking my balls over here. Play the Lions, will you? Play the Lions.
I lean Lions.
No, bullshit.
I lean.
No, you don't get to come on here, jackhammer my balls, make me feel small. What are you going to do? And then we come back to you and it's, I'm going to lean. No, you are going to lean your ass. Say it right. Hold on. Repeat after me.
Yeah.
I can.
I will.
I must. I can.
I will. I must. All right. Here's the thing.
Play the fucking Lions now.
Vikings defense is awful.
Then just play them.
Awful.
Play them.
Bottom 5 in yards per carry. Bottom 5 in yards per play.
Give me your phone. I'm going to make the bet for you. I'm putting it in here right now. Lions +5.
I wanted it at 7.5, and then everybody overreact to Monday night.
Great. And I want rainbows and a unicorn to deliver me a large coffee from Starbucks. It's not happening.
Well, I don't have it at 7, so I'll lean.
Bullshit. Play them right now. You're playing.
I'm not being bullied into playing the Lions. Evan, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to play the Lions.
In the episode recap, and I will make sure of it, you're playing the Lions. You're not going to do what you did to me, and then, I lean. Lean right out
next
of this room.
Next game, Chiefs minus 6.5 at the Colts. We won't have to fight because I think we both see this for what it is.
This is only one play to make, baby. Colts, 6.5. We are the island of misfit toys. Nobody wants a Charlie in the box. Nobody wants a cowboy who rides an ostrich. Shout out Rudolph Christmas special. Nobody wants Colts. Owen, they are over. They look awful. Shut out at Jacksonville last week. Chiefs look like prime Chiefs. It's every reason why. Wounded animal at home, getting the 6.5. Do I wish it was 7? Of course. Do I think it will get to 7? No way. Because I think anyone who's got a brain betting games in the NFL are going to be on the Colts. And we talk about it all the time. Parker from Laguna Beach in his Von Dutch trucker hat and tank top at the sports book is betting the Chiefs. Mahomes, brah, good for you. I'm taking the Colts. Why? Because it's so goddamn ugly. There's only one thing to do.
The line's an overreaction. There's no other way to look at this. I think everybody's panicking off of last week's game in Jacksonville. That is a personal haunted house for the Colts organization. And they didn't have Pittman and they didn't have Pierce, and that's a big deal for Matt Ryan. Gets those guys back playing at home with nearly a touchdown. 6.5. It should not be 6.5. If not for last week, what would this be? 2.5, 3.5, something like that, right in that?
I would say NFL, that range.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you're getting a premium if you pick the Colts. Patrick Mahomes is amazing, and he's especially amazing in September. But the type of defense the Colts play is that too-high shell. They stop the run. They force you to dink and dunk. I actually think it makes sense to play the Colts here. So, yeah, you and I, especially if Shaq Leonard's back, I'll love it. But either way, I like the Colts in this spot.
Go to the next one.
Bills, minus 5.5 at the Dolphins. Surely you're playing the over in this game as well.
No.
What do you like?
No, I. This is one where, for me, it's, first of all, the Bills might be 1-1. Like we talk about Georgia on College Football Saturdays. The Bills might just be the one. I mean, they open up at L.A., bomb the Rams, come home on a Monday night, bomb the Titans. But am I ready to have them go down to Miami and lay almost a touchdown? No. The 5.5's in that dead zone. I kind of want to wait, and I know that doesn't help people listening to the pod. And again, I do apologize with my travel schedule this week. We had to do it early. Like, if this thing were out at 6.5 or 7, I lean Dolphins. You know, if it sits here, I lean Bills. But, dude, the Dolphins got it going on. I mean, Mike McDonald, we knew coming from San Francisco, he was the run game coordinator, play designer, sharp young guy. Dude, Waddle and Hill are a problem. And I mean, look, the Bills have had it their way, but are they good enough? Are they this good where you go on the road in division laying a touchdown to a team whose quarterback just threw for 500 yards last week? I have a hard time with that.
See, I think this is a bigger spot for the Dolphins to prove who they are. Their O-line was bad a year ago, and I know they brought in Tyrion Armstead, but the Bills have been getting after it. And I think that's the question here is you need time to be able to throw down the field. If the Bills get to you, they're going to make Tua look pedestrian. I think they're the team that has to prove it in this spot. They're the team that's got all the pressure at home. And part of me feels like anytime they're going to offer me the Bills shy of a touchdown, it's an autoplay, right?
No.
No?
Not on road, not in division, and not sitting in that heat and that shake and bake oven that they got down there in Miami.
Shake and bake oven. Dolphins defense has also been awful this season. So I would lean Bills.
Yeah, Mr. Lean over here. Okay.
I'm going to play the next one, and okay. I don't think you're going to be with me on this one.
Do it. What do you got?
Bengals, minus 4.5 at the Jets. So you probably lean home team Jets with 4.5 points. I go Bengals. I go desperate 0-2 football team. Clearly the better football team. And if you want some geeky X's and O's, Robert Saleh's a cover 3 coach. It's the basis of his defense. That's what he likes to run. It's a lot of one-high safety. Joe Burrow slaughters one-high coverage. Slaughters. It unlocks the Bengals' deep passing game. It's what they do so well. So I really like going with the Bengals here. And this Flacco stuff, he's going to turn into a pumpkin at some point. I mean, the guy's 5 touchdowns, 1 pick, 500 yards. He is not this good. It's going to come back down to earth, and this is a clear buy-low spot on the Bengals.
I don't hate it, but look, let me support your point before I argue against it. First of all, the Jets do not have the pass rush that Pittsburgh has.
Yeah, they've been awful at getting to the quarterback.
They sure as hell don't have the pass rush the Cowboys have. By the way, is Micah Parsons just the best pass rusher in a decade?
He's insane.
In 15 years?
Lawrence Taylor?
I don't know, man. He's unbelievable. Good thing the Giants passed on drafting him. But I can't get over this Bengal offensive line. I just can't. And they upgraded.
They brought in guys. Does it take a couple games to settle in? Like, they can't be this bad, Mike. They've given up 10 sacks through two games. They're not going to give up 5 sacks a game. It would be unheard of.
I think they win the game.
It would be like, remember Carr with the Texans back in the day?
Oh, yeah, this is the same thing. Burrow gets hit a zillion times. He's tough as nails. But I got to be honest, like, I just need, like, they brought in Kappa, they brought in Lyle Collins, Jonah Williams, another year of experience. Cookies, I got to tell you, buddy, I just couldn't buy a side here. Do I lean home dog? Usually, you know, let's face it, Jets had no business winning that game last week. And for me, am I just ready to say that the Bengals are going to go on the road, laying essentially a touchdown? This is out to 5 now, and just go cover a number? I can't. I'm rattled by what I've seen from Cincy. I really am.
Just to give you that stat, remember the 02 season, Carr sacked 76 times. Burrow is on pace to be sacked 85 times.
Good Lord.
Some of that is going to correct, and you mentioned the Jets don't hit the quarterback.
Let's go to the next game. Eagles laying 6.5. They travel to D.C. This is similar to me, man. Look, the Eagles are very good. Eagles might be the team in the NFC, but it's a short week. It's on the road. It's in the division, and we're just casually laying a touchdown. Now, I agree with your point that Buffalo might be the team. If it's south of 7, you trust them. Are the Eagles, who are the Eagles that team now? They're not Buffalo.
This is a letdown spot too, isn't it? Short week after an emotional home win in prime time.
Commanders off a loss. Come home.
Wentz, if there's a quarterback capable of doing what Cousins just did, it's Wentz.
And therein lies the problem.
And that's why it's not a play. It's why it's interesting. Like, I mean, the Eagles on paper are a run-first team against a Commanders team that can't stop the run. They're a machine, but the letdown spot, so I can't play them.
No, and understand something too, guys. Like, I'm very consistent with this. You're not going to see me laying 6-7 points on the road in division. You're just not going to see me do it. And will it cost me money if the Eagles win 34-17? Sure. But I can't go there here. I respect the hell out of what Philly's got. Jalen Hurts right now, by the way. I mean,
the NBA playoffs are underway and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
In the running for league MVP is a conversation piece. But I'm not laying 6.5 in the division, short week, and I'm with Cookies. That's a letdown spot. But if you want to talk about Carson Wentz, variance-wise, is there any quarterback in football with a greater variance? No. First half Wentz, second half Wentz in Detroit. You figure it out. Right. I can't, I won't. There are other games I like better, and I am limiting myself to basically 6 plays a week in the NFL, and this is why. You got to cut games. Okay. Go to the next
one. The next one. I'm going to pick another winless team. Panthers, +3 at home, welcoming the Saints.
I'm so proud of you. This is such a horseshit play that I love it. No, this is, you have to ride the lightning
so
here.
So it's the home team and the points, and we like home dogs, but it's more than that. Jameis has a broken back. When are we going to talk about this? I read a report. It's like an L4-5. It's like his whole spine, and he continues to play football. That's not good. You talk about the Bengals giving up sacks. Saints have given up the second most in football. That's a problem when your quarterback has a broken back. Is Kamara playing? I don't know. McCaffrey's healthy. Which team's got their game-breaking running back? Which team's done a better job protecting and getting to the other quarterback? Panthers top 10 in pressures right now. This to me feels like line of scrimmage, home team, winless team. Panthers finally win one of these close games against a quarterback who might not make it to the fourth quarter. Panthers +3.
He said it all, people. And honestly, you're going to go, well, the Panthers are bad, the Saints are good. It's every reason you got to bet the Panthers. The only thing that would scare me a little bit, I don't understand how this thing opened at Saints -1 and it's out to -3 when everyone's seemingly on the Panthers.
There is reverse line movement that I'm flying into.
Look, last week, too, when you look at the anatomy of that Saints game, 5 turnovers, a pick 6. After the ejection happens with Mike Evans, I mean, they gave Brady a couple gift penalties. I don't know, man. I still feel like the Panthers are a team that on paper should be good, and eventually I have to accept that they're not good. This is a rough spot, but it's winless. You're at home. I'm with Jim on this. You know, the Jameis injury, and obviously we didn't know Alvin Kamara wasn't going to play when we taped the pod last week. There's nothing I can do about it.
We didn't know till the day of. I mean, it wasn't really a thing until.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if enough of you guys subscribe and download the damn thing, we'll do the damn pod every day, and then I can wait to give you my picks till Friday like an adult.
We'll pick him at 12:59 on Sundays.
Right. No, I think it's Panthers or pass here, and I'm likely going to play the Panthers. Let's go to the next one, because this is one where I'm going to get myself in trouble. It's America's Jags getting 7, traveling to play to Bolts. I want to be talked out of it, because I told you there were two teams, one in the AFC, one in the NFC, that I thought were going to be surprise teams, that I was going to ride them, that we were going to bet them, and it was the Lions in the NFC, and it was the Jags in the AFC. Those are my two teams that I think they're undervalued. I think you can make money. We bet them in week one, cover against the Eagles. We bet them in week two against the Commanders, cover. Jags last week, Colts, easy cover. So look, the Chargers are very good. But you know what the Chargers haven't earned the right to do? Lay a touchdown to anybody. They don't cover numbers. And oh, by the way, you just had a coronary about Jameis Winston. Are we going to talk about Justin Herbert's injury?
The ribs.
That is a brutal injury for a quarterback.
I think it's the same injury that Kamara didn't play with.
Right. It affects your breathing. It affects all movement. I don't care what kind of flak jacket they put on. And you know what? There's a chance Herbert doesn't play this weekend. And then what? Okay, well, the spread could go to 8.5 or 9.5. I'm just telling you, with the Jags, they looked great last week. There's no home field advantage. The Chargers have no fans. And I'm getting 7. I might be walking right into an execution, but I love the Jags, and I need you to talk me out of it.
The ribs thing, it's something with Herbert. The Jets are a pet team of both of ours. I had to be talked out of playing him in week one, which was good, but I was all over it last week.
Let's be factual. You don't get credit, but we talked about when the line was sitting at 4.5.
Yeah.
It was a play. When it had dipped to 2.5, that's not a play.
Yeah, so you pay attention to stuff like that.
But we had the right read on the Jags. I don't think you were wrong.
No, we've done a good job. My point is, sometimes not betting a game and losing is the right move. So I'm not betting this one. It's the biggest spread. Something's just, I don't know what it is. Something just doesn't feel right about this to me. I don't know if Jacksonville, you talk about it not being a true road environment. It's not. But something tells me them leaving home, they got a lot still to fix on that football team. And I don't think Doug Peterson flips the switch. I'm not playing it.
Okay. He's out on it. Unbelievable. But he didn't talk me out of it. Tremendous. Next game.
Rams, -3.5 at the Cardinals. This is one that you mentioned earlier in the week.
I know.
Cardinals, home team, getting points. What's your read on this? Because I'm not playing the Cardinals in this. To me, it's Rams or pass.
Why, though?
So the Cardinals blitz a lot, like 50% of the time. It was something that jumped out to me in week one, and they continued the trend in week two. They don't have Chandler Jones, so their answer is just throw more bodies at the problem. Problem is, Stafford thrives when you blitz him. And if that's what the Cardinals do in this game, he's going to dot him. It's exactly what plays into his strengths here. So, and if this means anything to you, the Cardinals should be 0-2 this season. They are 0-6 against the spread in the last 6 home games. And the Rams have dominated the Cardinals in the last 11 meetings, 9-1-1 against the spread, a perfect 7-0 in matchups played in the desert. So why are we playing the Cardinals?
Because the Rams are broken.
Okay.
Because the Rams should be 0-2. Obviously week one, they got housed. I watched a good amount of their game against Atlanta. May I remind you, they needed an interception in the end zone to avoid losing that game. And that's to Arthur Smith, Marcus Mariota. They don't even throw to Pitts and Drake London. They're not right. The O-line's not right. And Stafford, look, career-wise, you're right. Jim, I don't know that he's – this elbow thing, I continue to come back to it. The off-season procedure, nobody wanted to talk about. The injection, nobody wanted to talk about. Nobody could get their story straight. I just feel like it's Arizona coming home, divisional game. You're giving me north of a field goal. If I feel like the Rams are busted, you mentioned the blitz, you mentioned the pressures, the Rams O-line doesn't look up to the task. It's tough for me. I'm with you. Look, this is a brutal week. I felt a lot better about week one and two. I think this week is very difficult, but I like the Cardinals here. I'm going to take the 4 points, and I think my suspicions on the Rams are right. Whether it helps me this week or not, I think I'm going to be right. I think they're a wild card team at best. That if the Rams win the division, I'll be shocked.
I'm not selling you that everything's hunky-dory in Los Angeles. I just don't think that the Cardinals are the team to expose them.
Next game.
Falcons-Seahawks. This is Texans-Bears part two. Two awful football teams. I guess I'll go home team in a toss-up. I'll lean Seattle. Do you have anything more elaborate than that?
I think it's Atlanta. Look, if we look at Atlanta, could you make a case they could be 2-0? Yes.
Sure.
They played 2.5 quarters of really good football against the Saints, and they were up. Then last week, we just talked about it. They should have beaten the Rams. I think Seattle, dollar for dollar, is one of the three worst football teams in football. We talked about playing the Niners against them last week. Why? Seattle can't stop the run. Jamal Adams out for the year plays into that. It's Geno Smith. Atlanta, with this Arthur Smith running game that they have created, using Mariota. It's amazing if you take Mariota and allow him to move around, he can be effective, right?
Mm-hmm.
My fear is going into Seattle
yep.
and winning a game as the Atlanta Falcons. However,
you get the point and a half.
But give me one reason Seattle wins this game. What is a football reason they win this game? Like I said, you know what? I'm going to fly into it. This is prop. Guys, I'm telling you, this week terrifies me, but I'm going to take Atlanta, a short road dog, and I'm going to do it. I don't love it, but there is no way you're getting me to bet on Seattle. It took a million breaks for them to beat Denver. Mm-hmm. It took Nate Hackett losing his mind. It took mm-hmm. two fumbles inside the one. They got their asses kicked last week by the Niners. Atlanta's look good-ish. Okay. I'm going to take Atlanta.
All right. Packers, Buccaneers. I need help on this one. I think this is a really tough game to play.
What a game to watch. I don't know how playable it is.
Packers plus 1.5 at the Buccaneers. And as I look at it, I think, well, the Bucs stopped the run. And if you've watched Green Bay this season, nothing's vertical. Everything is about their two running backs. They play them together. They play them separately. They feed Dylan in week one, Jones in week two. It is their offense. And it's exactly what Tampa Bay stops. So they're going to make Aaron Rodgers throw to rookie receivers and Alan Lazard, and I don't think that's going to be a winning proposition. But then I look at the Buccaneers, and is Tom Brady playing by himself? They're going to be down to their third-string tackle. Who's playing at receiver? Mike Evans is suspended. Godwin was hurt last week. We'll see if he plays this week. Same deal with Julio Jones. Mike, it got to the point where they called Cole Beasley and said, Cole, how desperate are you? Cole Beasley, we can find room on the practice squad. We might need you. How do I bet the Buccaneers when Tom Brady hasn't looked right and doesn't have his line or his weapons? So then I start thinking, do I bet the under? What an unspeakable thing. It's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and I'm going to play the under.
Aren't primetime unders like 5-1 this year, 6-1?
I mean, they might be. So I looked at it, and I think—
What's the number?
41.5, which is—
I'd play under.
It's stiff, but you can still probably get something going under because— What is it? 6 touchdowns at 42?
Mm-hmm.
So just under 6 touchdowns for the game. And I don't know how we're getting 6 touchdowns with Green Bay not running and Tom Brady not having anybody to throw to.
Well, the one thing I would point out is Tampa Bay can run the football.
I was going to say, Leonard Fournette might be the key.
And for all the investment Green Bay has made in this defense, and for as good as Kenny Clark is or as good as Dean Lowry is and you know, Rashawn Gary— The Bears had success running the ball.
Well, some of it's schematic. It's some of this Joe Barry, Vic Fangio defense where you surrender the run to take away the deep stuff and force people to dink and dunk. Well, the problem is Tom Brady's more than happy to do this. So is it a Bucs minus 1.5 or is it an underplay? No. And I've toggled back and forth.
I think under is the play. Well, look, 41.5, and here's the other thing. If you care about discrepancies, courtesy Action Network, 38% of tickets, 72% of the money on the under. Now, the problem is, I'm looking at a listed open at 48. You telling me this number's moved 6.5 points?
I think
to the
48
under?
Was the early look ahead. It was 44 on Sunday night. So okay. It is still being bet down pretty considerably.
Yeah, I would lean under here. I don't have a big play on a side. And I think you've capped the game perfectly. I think you've done a nice job. Look, I like what Green Bay's doing, putting Dillon and Jones in the game at the same time.
Me too. I think your best five out there.
A lot of pre-snap candy there, very reminiscent of San Francisco. But I'm with you. The Bucs, look, why we need to just accept that the Bucs might have the best defense in football. It's not going to be the Bucs of 2 years ago. They're not going to air this thing out. Brady has been meh. I think he had 200 yards passing last week. He didn't do much anything. He's having a temper tantrum more than he's making impactful plays.
Throwing his tablet.
Why not put the under 41.5 on there?
Because I'm betting an under in a game with Brady and Rodgers.
Yeah, but it's Rodgers going against the best defense in football, and it's Brady who's useless and no weapons to throw to.
It's
an under.
Okay. One other wrinkle. Is Bakhtiari going to play? We keep hearing he's close. If he plays, I do think it makes a difference for Green Bay.
He's been close for a year and a half.
Yeah. So let's not plan on it. I'll play the under. I'll put the under on there.
Under 41.5?
Yep. And we got two more games to get to. One that we've alluded to. We can't bet Hackett. Broncos, +1.5 at home. They welcome in the Niners on Sunday Night Football. So it's Niners lean or Niners play?
No, it's Niners play. Okay. This is the scariest thing, but here's the deal. Niners, it sucks that Trey Lance got hurt. It sucks the way it happened. But the Niners are a better football team in the here and now with Jimmy G. Then you factor in, you're playing a Denver team that on paper should be good. But let's start here. They might not have Jerry Jeudy this week. They might not have Patrick Surtain. That's a major blow both sides of the ball. Russell Wilson in name is a superstar. What I've watched the first 2 weeks is a guy that doesn't look ready to play. Doesn't look like he has a command of the offense, and a lot of their possessions are spent doing weird shit. Mm-hmm. You factor in as well, the smartest thing they could do is hand the football to Javonte Williams, but yet they won't do it. The Niners defense comes to town, that travels, and this Bronco defense, yes, they're good, but they're down their best two guys in the secondary, and the Niners, look, Kittle should be back this week. I think it's a Niners play, and I know this is where Nathaniel Hackett's going to bone me, and I'm going to be pissed, and it's the scariest bet I have on the board. I'm going to play the Niners -1.5.
Yeah, I'm going to play him too, and it's so weird. Jimmy G is not a dynamic quarterback. I understand the need to make Lance the guy, but him getting hurt, I think it makes the Niners a more dangerous football team in the regular season at the very least. You see how that team responded with Jimmy G in the game. I think he gets them in the right looks. And lets them lean on where they're better. The offensive line. Where they're better. Play defense with that defensive line. I think they're just the better team, and I don't mind the 1.5. The 1.5 doesn't feel like a big deal to me. So I'll take a Niners team first in run defense, fourth in run offense, and I don't want any part of this weird Broncos thing going. Getting booed at home last week.
Could you believe that? Could you believe, too, the crowd doing the shot clock, essentially, like basketball?
Yeah, helping their coach. Hey, clock's running out. You're a Nimrod.
It was unreal.
I do think we got to go back to this. Hackett was hired to bring Rodgers there. They did not get Aaron Rodgers. The sooner they admit their fault, the better. Niners.
Okay, done. Next.
Monday Night Football. Cowboys, Giants. Cowboys +1.5.
Cowboys and your first place undefeated. New York football Giants.
Are you or are you not the Indiana of the NFL right now?
Oh, the Hoosiers?
3-0. Yeah, Indiana's 3-0 and they are not good.
Yeah.
You are 2-0. You are the Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah. No, again.
And somehow they're the side on this, right?
Mm.
Like the lean at the very least?
All right. So if we're doing football, let's do the football.
Okay.
A, it's Cooper Rush. And I understand in a pinch, home game, hey, shout out, fire up chips. They beat the Bengals. They had no business beating the Bengals, but they beat them. So now you want me to take Cooper Rush, getting a point, not like I'm getting 3.5.
Right.
Going on the road, Monday Night Football, and if there's one thing the Giants do well, one, it's this defense. And remember, now again, I'm not speaking as a Giants fan. I'm just speaking as a football fan, football guy. The Giants have come out the first 2 weeks. They shut down Tennessee, and they shut down Carolina. And they did it without both edge guys. No Kayvon Thibodeau, no Ojulari. Both guys are back this week, and I don't think you can underestimate Wink Martindale. Former Ravens DC, he's doing exactly what he did in Baltimore.
Great hire.
And the Giants are running all kinds of exotics. They get to the line. They mug the line of scrimmage. Well, what do we know about Dallas? Well, their O-line's a mess. It's a complete train wreck. And it started with Tyron Smith. Obviously, they haven't been the same since Travis Frederick retired. Then the kid they drafted from Tulsa got hurt. And look, bottom line, it's a bad O-line. It's a Giant defense that has been really good. A Giant defense that has been really good against the run. Now, I know they gave a 50-yarder up to McCaffrey, but then they bottled him up well. I actually lean Giants. The fear is Daniel Jones at home, largely awful. He's had a knack for making a big play or two, but this offense is bad. And when I look at this Cowboys defense, I look at Micah Parsons. I look at Daniel Jones' ball security. It does terrify me. I would lean Giants, but I, much like college football, I am very leery betting my own team. I am more apt to bet against them. I'm very leery betting on or against, you know, like betting against teams I hate. I lean Giants, but if I came to you right now and I said, here's my board, and there is one game I want to get rid of, it would be the Giants game.
This is so rich to me. You want to bully me into playing the Lions, and you won't play your Giants.
Correct.
Well, I'm not playing the Lions. They've emotionally scarred me enough in my life. I'm excited about the season. I don't need that this week. So I'm going to take the Lions off my card. You don't have to play the Giants. I'm not going to be mad at you. There's enough emotional juice on the game to begin with. You've enjoyed a 2-0 start for your Giants. I've enjoyed a 1-1 start for my Lions, 2-0 against the spread. We don't need to do this to do this. You don't bet the Giants. I won't bet the Lions. Let's lay out the final card. So what's on your final card?
I'm not done thinking about this Giants game. You go. You go first.
Okay.
I don't like being bullied this way.
Okay,
this is horrendous.
Fine. I'm not going to play the Giants either. Although I lean that way, I think you're getting the better coach. I don't like McCarthy. You've got the home team, and as much as I love Cooper Rush, Daniel Jones is a better quarterback, right?
No, he's not.
You don't think so?
No.
You think right now, the rest of the season, you can start one the rest of the way for the Giants, you'd pick Cooper Rush over Daniel Jones?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I think you got the coach. I think you got the quarterback. I think you're at home. And the edge rushers, that to me is nothing insignificant. I would lean Giants. By the time Monday rolls around, we'll be texting, and I'll probably end up playing it.
Giants are off the board.
Okay, great.
Giants are off the board. Feelings are hurt. Decisions have been made. Giants are off the board.
Well, what I don't want us to do, because I see this
off
ballooning,
board.
I don't want us to make 10 plays in the NFL.
The Giants are, there's going to be no more.
Okay.
The Giants are off the board.
Perfect. So what's your card?
Niners minus one. Atlanta getting a point and a half. The Colts, the misfit toys, plus 6.5. I'm riding into the sun. Jags plus 7. Over 53 in the Lions game. It comes down to this. We need to make a call. Under 41.5 in Tampa or Cardinals plus 3.5?
Well, I have the under. So it's whether or not you want to roll with me or if you think you got a better read on
I'll go under 41.5 Tampa Bay, Green Bay. And you know what? I can always release an emergency pod for the Cardinals game. Let me take my time on that one. So there's my card.
So you have six pack.
And I've done six each week. I think it's the proper number for me.
Okay. And I am with you with six picks. Pats plus 3. Colts plus 6.5, you and I together on that one. Bengals minus 4.5. Panthers plus 3. Bucks, Packers under 41.5. And the Niners minus 1. So of my six picks,
Niners
Mike.
Niners are going to lose this game, aren't they?
Of course they are.
Aren't they going to lose this game?
Yeah, because this is what happens to us.
Nathaniel
Sunday night,
Hackett.
This mother.
Hackett's going to get me both ways.
What's the address for you to send the invoice?
Honestly, Evan, can you look up the Broncos facility address and how I would send a letter to Nathaniel Hackett? And it'll be polite. I won't cuss him out. And I'll say, listen, Nate, I know you're a nice guy. And I know Aaron Rodgers likes you. But enclosed is an invoice for my bet last weekend because you don't know how to fucking count.
And on that note, it's Cash the Ticket.
Thank you for listening.
NFL edition.
We'll talk to you next week. Good luck, everybody.